Blessings, Grand Rising, everybody. My name's DJ Bobby Payne, man. It's that time again. CKUT needs your help. We're fundraising. So if you're enjoying this hour, please send some love. Some monetary love, please.
Walk one, what y'all deal with? Is everything alright? How you been doing? How you been doing? Yeah, walk one, it's good to see you. I really missed you. How you been doing? How you been doing?
You can never break me down.
Whoa!
You can never break me down.
I win the fears of the drowning. More happiness and laughter. There's no pleasure when you're frowning. And even though things are getting harder, and the trumpets are sounding, teach your sons among your daughters.
Remember what you love too. And what you think Bobo can't love good.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Coming from a real level. And when she feel like Bobo can't love too. And what you think Bobo can't love good? No make the humble and the locks fool you. Exercise regular like workout guru. And me feed up my body pan some good photos. So if you ever let the lion up in your jungle, the thing would have figure out now you the king I come to.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Like me build the you.
Them not grow so. Now them can't beat them in a so-so.
A new generation a come up now. As them get a bus of badness, them a choke now. Celebrate because them don't give a f*** no. Possessed by the spirit in a them cup.
Again.
Searching for love from the likes on her phone.
CKT needs your help.
You know she's
doing a fundraiser.
So she shoot that video with a GoPro.
Can you please support so we can support the community better? Now get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered in the Power Hour.
Any man to rape is a no-no. Mother kick him, mother kick him, mother kick him.
Hey, whoa.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya and King Pharaoh today. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening.
Blessed rising, everybody. I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very uplifting. Let it be educational. Let it be entertaining. And most importantly, let it be empowering for those who are listening. And just keep everybody safe where they are. Keep everybody in peace and in that, and feeling that spirit of love, light, and unity. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Before we start, we're going to actually do a moment of silence for all of the women all over the world, including Trinidad and Tobago. It's going to take how many minutes? I mean, a minute? A minute of silence? Okay, so we're going to do a minute of silence on the show today due to everything that's been happening. So we're going to do that right now. Okay. All right. So let's do our round table. Mm-hmm. How has it been going for you, Queen Kaya?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here, Kaya. We can hear you.
Yeah. This was a tough week.
Yeah.
This was just a tough week for Montreal, I'd like to say, overall. I think this week was a big eye-opening week for us as far as who we are and how we've been treating each other. So this week was a pensive week. How about you?
P, that's to you. And I'll tell you guys after how mine was.
Okay, well, this week there was some ups and downs. Like I went through it this week. I'll be honest. Like it was. We have great weather, right? So the weather is always a boost, right? We connect with the sun, we connect with the energy,
right.
So that had me on one. So I was enjoying that vibe. I was enjoying the weather, and I think it was super blessed. I had a very interesting conversation with a sister in the community. And again, I guess it's a segue from the weather because we were discussing. And I'm keeping my morning part light because I know we're gonna get into
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in a bit. But yeah, we're talking about the weather and we're talking about an away camp. You guys remember, like, I don't know if
sleepaway camp. Okay,
like, you know,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
So setting up a camp where our children could go away for like a week, 2 weeks, and I think it's an exceptional idea. Like it's something we're looking actually to develop,
right.
And we're looking to get to see who's involved, who would be interested in getting involved and stuff. But the idea really came from the fact that a lot of our children now are, you know, we're here in Quebec and they're in predominantly white schools. It's
right.
Very rare that, you
yes.
know, like our children are, you know, like in the school that's predominantly black.
Mm-hmm.
So we said it would be really cool to have an away camp that's, you know, designed for the melanated community. Obviously, it wouldn't be exclusive. We wouldn't alienate and exclude anybody.
Right,
but
okay.
It'd be a camp designed for black youth and
love
set
that.
Up for black youth.
Love that.
And it would be a great opportunity because it would create like a melting pot, because then all the parents would be bringing all their kids or all the children who would be interested.
Yes.
And, you know, and they would get to know each other. They would get to, you know, understand their culture. We would infuse it with different black programs and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, so they get a taste of their culture. I almost want to say a little culture shock. They get to connect with some other people,
understand from the Haitian,
African, English-speaking, Caribbean, Canadian-born blacks, you name it. Like, put them all in one place.
Love it.
So I thought that was really... a really good idea. But what I found funny is because the idea was born in there's a group on Facebook. It's a large melanated group. It's
okay.
I think it's called like Black Atlas.
Okay.
There's like 40,000 people in there, which is dope.
Love that.
But it was weird because a sister brought up the topic, mm-hmm. and then other people in the group were like, why would you do that? Why are you going to alienate the children? And I was like,
what do you mean alienate?
Like, you're in a black group. We're here to unite and empower as a black community.
Right.
But still within this group, you're still going to be like, well, why do we want to create this space for our children? Like, why do we want
to
take them?
Yeah, I find that odd to be questioned, that portion. You know what I mean?
Weird.
That's quite odd to me. Okay.
It's just weird. But anyways, I don't know. I find it weird. I find it kind of funny. But regardless, not to take away from the point is that. And so if there are anybody, people who are hearing us right now and who are there interested in getting their children involved, definitely get at me. I will put you in contact with the sister who's coordinating it.
Love that.
You know, right now we're still very much in the pilot stage. You know, the OFC, we have some land and we're willing, and some space, and we're willing to make it available. But it's going to be a community initiative, you know, so that's really what it is.
I like that. That's really cool.
My gosh.
What's up?
It's fundraising
time. I was just going to say it.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you were going to say it.
Please, Megan,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, where is he? Is he going to say it today or is he going to say it next show? I don't know.
Yes. Okay, guys, so all show for the next 2 hours, we're going to be passing the collection plate around.
I like the way you put that. Okay.
All show. Like, every chance we get, every time there's a pause, be like, wait, did you guys donate? Because honestly, guys, like,
right,
this is community radio.
Right.
We do it for you. We need for you guys to do it for us. We're not paid. I'm up at 4:45 in the morning to get here to be able to do this for the community, to set up. And we want to continue to be able to do this for you.
Right.
Anything helps. You want to call and just say, yo, I have a $5 I could pledge.
Amen.
We're going to be very grateful for it. You want to call and say, I have 100, we'll be even.
Ooh,
you know, that's what I'm saying.
We love that.
But the point is, CKUT really needs it. So please, I'm going to continue to say the phone number, 514-448-4013.
Amen.
Please call. Say you're listening to the Empower Hour and you want to just empower the station. Let them know.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. And for me,
I love this.
Yeah, isn't that cool, Kyle? That's cool. I like that. For myself, I mean, every week is a lesson for me. As you guys know, perseverance pays off. So I'm not going to go into why, but it just does. For my own self, it's been heavy, like everyone is saying, you know what I mean? But in my own personal way as well, as, you know, I dealt with my own kind of emotional abuse this week by someone, but I didn't let it faze me. Mm. I didn't let it faze me. It did happen, but it's okay. I mean, once you put a stop to
it's not okay, by the way. It's not okay.
I'm not okay. I'm just saying I'm okay because I didn't let it take over my week. I didn't let it stop me from doing what I had to do. You know what I mean? That person generally doesn't have access to me on a regular basis. They got through, you know, a different method. Let's just say, you know, people use text now and all these unknown apps and things like that to get through to people, to just try to break them down for their own reasons. But, you know, that didn't get to me. But other than that, on another note, I don't know about you, P. I don't know about you, Kaya, but I'm tired of seeing foods in a can. Curry chicken, oxtail in a can.
Ew.
What are we, plantain in a can?
Ew.
Like, are you guys buying these things?
No. Well,
in a can? Where did you see this?
Yeah, online. Online in grocery stores in like London, and there's another one in like Germany, I think it is. You know, some people were buying oxtail and curry chicken in a can.
I can play devil's advocate a little because I know, like,
you always play devil's advocate, and this is what I was waiting for this morning.
Like, I'm not a fan of it, but I'm just thinking again, I'm all about self preservation. I'm all about, you know, like, I know when
curry chicken in a can.
Well, first of all, I don't eat chicken, but at the same time,
okay, what do you eat?
Well, you know, well, shoot, I'm vegetarian. Well, I'm pescatarian, right?
So. Okay, fine. Stew fish in a can. Yeah, let's go.
Well, and I'm into texture. I wouldn't eat that kind
okay,
of fish.
Thank anyways, you very much.
I'm just saying. It's just like, I know, like, if you preserve, think, once they're in a can, you could preserve it a little bit longer. So, you know, I'm thinking apocalypse in the future, you might want to put some curry chicken in a can just to be able to have it later on.
Absolutely not. There's a zombie absolutely apocalypse. Not. Kaya, how do you feel about that? Canned foods, curry chicken, oxtail, things like that.
If you see it on the shelf, dash it down by the floor.
Do you hear that? If you
dash it down.
Like, what is this? Exactly. These are things that are to be made. Thank you. These are things to be made in pots. Pots.
No. And fresh.
And seasoned and all those kinds of things. These are overnight seasons, man.
Yeah, how much preservative do you have to put in it in order for it to can?
Right? Like, what's going on? Ew. Just EOP.
And are we even, who eats canned food anymore? Who even eats
that's
canned
what,
food?
Okay, there's so many questions involved.
There's
so many questions involved with the whole canned food.
I think it's ludicrous.
I think it's
blasphemy.
That's a good word. It is totally blasphemy. So I'm tired of seeing that. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. I'm not buying it. But I'm just like, geez, Louise, can we just leave some things alone? Like, what? Literally.
Did you say geez, Louise?
I say that all the time. And one of my friends is like, Trish, you say that a little bit too much. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Look at this. We're having difficulties.
Technology. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Someone's asking for the fundraising number again. Yes. That phone number is 514-448-4013.
Those are the questions we want to hear, people. Those are the questions we want to hear.
514-448-4013.
And I think Kaya said when you see canned food, you don't like throw them on the floor.
She said dash it.
Don't do that, guys. Don't. I don't know why Kaya is giving you guys.
He said don't do that.
It's not going to be good. Because then the people in the store are going to be like, yo, does this guy just throw these things on the floor?
Yes, we
security.
Did.
And then they're going to be like, well, I was just listening to the Empower
but
Hour.
Guess what? We were masked up. They will know it's us. Hey, they won't know. We're wearing masks. How about it? All right.
Okay, guys.
All right. We're going to a musical break before the headlines?
Yes.
All right, folks.
And the only reason is because I have some tunes I want to play.
Okay.
Like all kind of not old school tunes, but I'm just going to play them.
All right. DJ Farrell and the Ones and Twos.
Black is like the magic's like a spell. My brothers went to heaven, the police going to, yeah, they're going to. Hello, operator, emergency hotline. If I say that I can't breathe, will I become a jaw line? Up to see the movie, line up to see the act. The officers are scheming to cover up their. Ask me no more questions, tell me no more lies. You're serving and protecting. Mantra says guillotine, missionary commission, misery into angel wings. And all he wanna do is be still and cut bread. Never know the dead how they whisper, forgive me. Everything is relative, politicize the evidence. I heard a politician reiterate all the messages. And all he wanna do is feed family, be famous. Never know the poor how they scream out, redeem me. Everything is casualty, a song I heard the bullets sing. I know a couple babies gonna see him fly tonight. Wish he wasn't magic. All he wanna do is be a passage in the book titled America the Savage. Symphony is symphony when everything was meant to be. Piano man and drummer boy just invented the song for me. And all I wanna do is find love and be happy. And all I wanna do is find love.
Peace, peace, peace. We back. That's Jamila Woods. It's basically, I'm going to be running her tunes all day. It's from her album Heaven.
Nice voice.
Yeah, yeah. It's anyways, all day you guys are hearing it. Next track I'm going to play is going to be, it's going to be Smash.
It's going to be that. Okay.
So let's get in.
All right. So this week, man, this is, you know what, P, you're going to have to talk about this because this is hard for me, to be honest with you, given what I told you before. Okay. You'll have to say it.
Okay. I wish you told me to give me a heads up because I hate talking about these things.
Sorry. It's even in our moment of silence, if we held it any longer, I probably would have started crying.
All right. So, 7 women killed in 7 weeks has Quebec sounding alarms over domestic violence spike. We're like, this is a pandemic. This is an epidemic right now. Where we have men attacking and killing women.
For the last 7 weeks now.
Well, no, you're saying last 7 weeks. It's not just last 7
weeks.
No,
well, I mean, in Montreal, like, it's been that problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now it's like it's in everybody's face, and it's like it's happening. And it's something like, honestly, I'll tell you how I've been feeling about this. I feel like shame on me, right? Okay. And I'll tell you why. Because from when the, and it's going to sound kind of weird, but from when that R. Kelly thing came out, to understand like that there's a man preying on young women like that.
Mm-hmm.
From then, we should have started paying a little more attention to what's actually happening. Like how come we're not checking these men? How come like you know what I mean? Like what's I say how come we're not checking the men? Yeah, it's like it's we have a responsibility as a community.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, I don't believe that these things are happening, and it's happening kind of in a silo, and people don't know.
People know, and they're
not talking about it. And it's like, either if you're brethren with a person like that, and you know that that's how he is, and that's how he stays, you're like, well, that's how he is.
Exactly.
That's whack.
And that's the sad part, people. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these aggressors, we'll say, they have they have people around them who actually are okay with their behavior. You know, they let them be. You know, they don't say anything because, oh, that's just the way he is. You know what I'm saying? Or we have this thing where I'm not getting involved in that. That's grown people's business.
Right.
Things like that. And it's like, that's not okay. You cannot let that be. Emotional abuse is another thing. And that's where it begins. Mm. Right. So once you hear somebody speaking off to their partner or anything like that, you stop that. Yeah. You don't allow that to continue.
You can't condone
because
it.
It can lead to what has happened within the last 7 weeks. And another thing that I don't essentially like either is like, what are the police like? A few of the women before in the weeks before this latest passing, they informed the police of what was going on with them. A lot of them did, actually. I'm being threatened. This is going to happen. And I think it was about 2 of them who alerted the police, and both of them have now passed. So it's like, where does how do they serve and protect? Why say that? If this is happening, if you are, if it's known to you that this abuse is happening, then these ladies pass, like, right after.
Kaya, did you have something before I continue my rant? Kaya, you with us?
I want you, do you want me to go? You want me to say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I have always been a woman who is a straight up fighter. And so most men know not to come to me with that. And they know not to come at my friends with that either. So it's very rare that I get to see men abusing women in my face. You can't talk to my friends, my sisters, my family members, and you can't talk to a woman in my presence too hard as a man before I start to act twitchy. So I don't understand how it's happening like that, where people are present, where different things are happening, and you could feel bold enough to do that. And I think some examples need to be made. And in regards to what you're about to go on with, King, I'm with it, because I think that men, accountability, taking accountability for other men, and
when they come and tell stories about what they've done to their girlfriend, how they're doing it, checking them, pulling their socks up around their neck, whatever it is that it takes to make them know that it's wrong and it's not to be done again.
Right.
And so somebody got to do something. And I can tell you now, I have already put the message out to all of my friends. If it's happening, you better tell me right now, because I'm finna show up.
Oh, like, yeah. And it's like, I was two wrongs don't make it right. Right. So it's like, if we're like, as men, we want to check our brethren. And I say that because I know where my mind wasn't in a good place, but it's because, you know, like we all come from different places. And
understood.
I come from an old school where we check mans. Like, of it's course, like, yo, we're going to check you. And if we find your tone is wrong, we'll